fourth one.
Boogie in the morning.
Today, we're asking, what's your favourite substitute swear word? The word that you use instead of using a swear word if there's maybe kids about and stuff, and you stub your toe or you cut yourself with a knife or something like that. Mm-hmm. And you need a short expletive, but it can't be rude. Okay.
Yeah.
How about fiddlesticks?
Well, that's good. Straightforward. Lots of people use that still.
Yeah. Yep. Barnacles.
I like this one. When you stub your toe. Oh, sausage, beans and tatties.
Marge is in East Craigs. What are you saying, Marge?
Basket.
Basket.
Oh, you yeah, basket.
Yeah, what you need to do, Arlene, you need to put it into context for everyone. Right, so put basket into a context, into a sentence.
I walked into the corner of the kitchen unit the other day. Oh, yeah, basket.
Thank you, Marge. Have a great day. Alexander from Stenhouse, what are you saying?
Yeah, I normally say go and get to Falkirk instead of going to the F word.
get to Falkirk. Yeah, that's
if somebody bugs me sort of thing, I say, what are you saying to me? Go to Falkirk, you stupid bampot.
Very good. Thanks for calling. Have a great day.
Yeah, you too now. Bye-bye.
Karen in Port Seton.
Oh, yeah, fizzer.
Oh.
God, this has given us a lot of failure today. Oh, yeah, fizzer. Okay.
Okay.
Yes, thank you. Bye-bye. Have a good day. Nikki from Gilmerton. Substitute swearies.
My kids say it. They're teenagers. They say fudge nugget.
Fudge nugget.
Yes.
How would you put that into context for us, Nikki?
Oh, yeah. Fudge nugget.
Okay. Thank you very much. Have a good day. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Sam, hi.
Hello.
Hi, Sam.
Hello.
What are you saying?
Alternative swear word.
Yes.
Echo feckin'.
Now, this is a place in Dumfries and Galloway.
Yes, it is.
It's a perfectly legitimate thing to say.
It is, and my daughter won't even say the word when we pass Echo Feckin.
Yeah, well, if you drive down to Carlisle, you've got to go right past Echo Feckin.
Yes.
Thank you, Sam. Have a good day.
Okay.
Today we're talking about substitute swear words, words that you use when there's kids about and stuff and you've stubbed your toe.
Can I tell you my favourite?
Go on then.
From Abby. She said, this is my favourite substitute word.
Yeah.
And it's when someone tells me something really quite surprising. Fort Kinnaird!
Shut up! Fort Kinnaird!
There's a branding opportunity in that.
Oh, you're telling me.
Listen, we are writing Fort Kinnaird's marketing for next year. Look at the price of this! Fort Kinnaird! What's your favourite substitute swear word? The word that you use instead of using a swear word if there's maybe kids about and stuff and you stub your toe or you cut yourself with a knife or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And you need a short expletive, but it can't be rude. Okay.
Yeah.
How about fiddlesticks?
Well, that's good. Straightforward. Lots of people use that still.
Yeah. Yep. Barnacles.
I like this one. When you stub your toe. Oh, sausage, beans and tatties.
Marge is in East Craigs. What are you saying, Marge?
Basket.
Basket.
Oh, yeah, basket.
Yeah, what you need to do, Arlene, you need to put it into context for everyone. Right, so put basket into a context, into a sentence.
I walked into the corner of the kitchen unit the other day. Oh, yeah, basket.
Thank you, Marge. Have a great day. Alexander from Stenhouse, what are you saying?
Yeah, I normally say go and get to Falkirk instead of going to the F word.
get to Falkirk. Yeah, that's
if somebody bugs me sort of thing, I say, what are you saying to me? Go and go to Falkirk, you stupid bampot.
Very good. Thanks for calling. Have a great day.
Yeah, you too now. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Karen in Port Seton.
Oh, yeah, fizzer.
Oh.
God, this has given us a lot of failure today. Oh, yeah, fizzer. Okay.
Okay.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Have a good day. Nikki from Gilmerton. Substitute swearies.
My kids, yeah, they're teenagers. They say fudge nugget.
Fudge nugget?
Yeah.
How would you put that into context for us, Nikki?
Oh, yeah, fudge nugget.
Okay. Thank you very much. Have a good day. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Sam, hi.
Hello.
Hi, Sam.
Hello.
What are you saying?
Alternative swear word.
Yes.
Echo feckin'.
Now, this is a place in Dumfries and Galloway.
Yes, it is.
It's a perfectly legitimate thing to say.
It is, and my daughter won't even say the word when we pass Echo Feckin.
Yeah, well, if you drive down to Carlisle, you've got to go right past Echo Feckin.
Yes.
Thank you, Sam. Have a good day.
Okay.
Today we're talking about substitute swear words, words that you use when there's kids about and stuff and you've stubbed your toe.
Can I tell you my favourite?
Go on then.
From Abby. She said, this is my favourite substitute word.
Yeah.
And it's when someone tells me something really quite surprising. Fort Kinnaird!
Shut up! Fort Kinnaird! There's a branding opportunity in that.
Oh, you're telling me.
Listen, we are writing Fort Kinnaird's marketing for next year. Look at the price of this! Fort Kinnaird!